guys.
Hey.
How's it going? Welcome to the Wine Nut Podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
And I'm Alyssa.
If you're new here, welcome. YouTube, drink, and talk shit, rant. Yeah, I don't know what the other word I was looking for was.
All the things.
We're here to just vibe out, mostly.
Yeah.
If you're returning, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Jinx.
I said it, not you.
Okay.
Man.
Anyways. Guys, it's been another week. We've had 2 rounds of golf since we last recorded.
Yeah.
We recorded Monday last week, and it's Wednesday. It's a little late, but you know what? Our lives are hectic.
Chaotic.
And sign.
In the membrane.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, it's been a fun time. I don't know what's all gone on in that week. We had Harvey's birthday.
We did.
Patty P is in town, the legend. We will get her on a podcast episode one of these days.
Yeah. It'd be a fun one.
It'd be fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of in our lives.
We've been busy as hell.
And currently been delusionally planning a trip to New York City.
Yeah.
Because you gotta dream it to make it a reality, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanna tell them why we're trying to go to New York City?
Because Tom Felton is playing Draco Malfoy again.
Yeah, he's playing Lucius. Oh, whoops. Sorry, guys. I had that wrong in my head.
I was playing Draco.
That does make a lot more sense.
But, like, obviously an older Draker.
Draker.
Yep.
Drake has now entered the Harry Potter
Oh, man.
That's for the news of jail.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I want to go.
So freaking God.
I wanted to go to New York forever.
Forever.
So, like, Friends, Harry Potter, New York City, let's just knock it all out once.
Like, I feel like if there's a city that you visit, it's New York City. It's like the city.
Yeah.
I just want to go so bad.
Same.
So we can go hit up the Cursed Child. Go watch it. A Broadway
film? A Broadway? Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Central Park. All of the, like, Gossip Girl and Friends things. There's some
Grand
stuff.
Central Station.
That's all my TikTok for you pages currently now is New York City things.
Same.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, stuff you can do for, like, super cheap there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ferry that takes you all along the skyline and to the Statue of Liberty, it's, like, $5.
That's it?
Yeah. There's even a free ferry to the Statue of Liberty.
Damn.
Yeah. And, like, obviously all the cool bridges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to manifest that shit.
So it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. I was telling Nick about it. He was like, I thought you and Alyssa were just, like, joking, and I was like, we're just being delusionally hopeful.
Who jokes about going to see Tom Felton?
Right? Like the Harry Potter fan of Harry Potter fans.
Yeah.
Did you see Daniel Radcliffe, who was helping him prepare for Broadway?
Really?
Because Daniel Radcliffe has been in multiple musicals and stuff. I don't know if he's been on Broadway. I think he has. So, yeah, he was helping Tom Felton.
That's awesome. And all of them are gonna go watch him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I wanna go.
I know.
You never know. You might run into one of them or all of them.
I'd die if I ran into Daniel Radcliffe.
I'd die if I ran into Emma Watson.
I'd die if I ran into most of them, honestly.
Yeah, true.
Honestly, they're fucking incredible.
They're my shit. I love them.
Love them. Love the Harry. I think we've made it clear on this podcast. We are massive Harry Potter fans.
I hate them. Yeah. All of them. sucks.
It's not like your kid had a Harry Potter birthday cake this past weekend or anything.
Yeah, he did. That happened. Well, he just finally started watching all the movies.
He did. I'm very proud of him for that.
I am too. And I'm excited for him to, like, get up, like, a level or two in reading so he can fully read
a book.
All of them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Mom, now we gotta read.
Good.
Yeah. He's been waiting to read them. But he started the first one, and we got, like, a half a chapter in, and he goes, Mom, this book's really hard. I'm like, it really is.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. I was like, we just gotta wait until you're a little older.
And then, yeah, he'll buzz right through them.
Yeah. He'll be fast.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that.
He's already obsessed.
Good. I'm glad we finally made a little Harry Potter fan out of him.
Me too.
It took him long enough.
Well, yeah, because he used to be scared of Lupin changing into a fucking werewolf.
Yeah.
Deathly afraid of it.
Valid for, you know, I think he was like 5 when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, understandable.
Yep.
But I'm glad he's finally reached the point.
Yeah, he watched that one again.
Good.
And he's like, Mom, that's not scary. And I was like, dude, you used to freak out.
The editing style of when Lupin turns into a werewolf is wild, because there's not another portion of the movies that's like it.
Right.
So it just kind of stands out, too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's a freaky motherfucker, like, looking ass thing.
Yeah.
They did do him justice on that.
Be creepy.
Be creepy.
Creepy.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Dog boy.
Dog boys.
Dog boys.
Jesus. I'm serious and Lupin. Oh, no.
I'm going to call him that from here on out.
Poor Lupin.
Poor Lupin. R.I.P. to all of them. It's fine. Yeah. So with that, I was talking to my friend Shannon. Shout out, Shannon. She just went on a trip to Ireland, and she saw some of the cliffs where some of the filming was done in Harry Potter. And we kind of talked about it for a little bit, and she was like, she gave me a hot take. A hot take I have never heard before. And I want to hear your hot take on it. And then I just kind of went down a rabbit hole of Harry Potter hot takes. We're gonna go through some of them together. Sorry, I gotta scroll back up to where it was. Okay.
Hot take
from Shannon. Love you, Shannon. I stand by that the Order of the Phoenix could just not exist, and it wouldn't change the story. It was long and didn't move the story at all.
Fuck you, Shannon.
Oh!
I'm just kidding.
He's gonna be like, whoa. I'm gonna tell you, cast listen to this episode. No context.
No context.
But, like, I sat there with my jaw a little bit on the floor.
I mean, she's not entirely wrong.
She's not entirely wrong. I mean, she's not entirely wrong.
No, the only thing, though, is that's where they, like, really get into why they are starting, like, a rebellion, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really explain that a lot.
I think Order of the Phoenix is more for the vibe of it all, yeah. Right? Because you end the Goblet of Fire, Voldemort's back, and logically, everyone should have gone into a panic.
Yes.
But to add that degree of, we're going to keep it quiet, this isn't happening, we refuse to acknowledge it.
He's not really bad.
He's not, this is a troublemaker, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of adds fuel to that fire,
right?
I think, and gets you mad. I can't watch the movie. It pisses me off way too much.
Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah, because I hate Umbridge.
Oh, I do too.
Fucking Umbitch.
But I do like the movie.
I would skip that movie every time.
I would skip the first one, so.
And I can't.
And you like that one.
I love the first one. It's that cutesy. The wholesome. It's the wholesome of burning someone's face off. But yeah, like, I just stopped me in my tracks because I was like, in theory, kind of.
Yeah, she's not entirely wrong.
But there are, like, some aspects that you need, specifically the ending. Like, that's when Sirius dies. Spoiler, I guess, if you haven't watched Harry Potter.
And if you haven't,
get out.
You should
pause. Start. Go watch all 8 movies and come back.
Yes.
Hi. Welcome back.
Hope you enjoyed them.
I know you enjoyed them. You didn't. You're kind of psycho.
Yeah.
So I think it has its place, but as an overall whole, if you took it out, there wouldn't be that many things that you couldn't finish piecing together.
Yeah. And I mean, they could have easily had Sirius dying in another way.
So many different things.
Yeah.
Or they could have kept him alive and, you know, I wouldn't have a broken heart.
Same.
I got it.
Love Sirius.
Love Sirius.
I have his quote tattooed on me.
You do?
But know this, the ones that love us never really leave us. We can always bite in here. And it's shaped as a heart.
That's right. I always forget about that one. I love that, though.
Yeah.
So good.
He is one of my all-time favorite characters, though. I was sad that he wasn't in more.
That's so fair. I feel like, I think the books, I mean, the books always do Harry Potter more justice.
Obviously.
Obviously. I got to read them as the first time as an adult, and I really appreciate that, honestly. So I was like...
The first time I read them was as they were coming out.
It's kind of insane to me, honestly. I yeah. mostly just drank a pickled jalapeno juice, so.
Yummy!
Yeah, I watched them all for the first time at 19, and then I didn't read them until, what, last January?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read right through them. I was like.
One of my friends from here on, when we lived there, her birthday was around when they were releasing a movie, maybe even one or two, but me and her used to like race to see who could finish the Harry Potter books quicker.
Nice.
And so as the movies were coming out, we would go watch them together. Yeah.
I remember when Deathly Hallows came out, just because it was such a big deal that even I knew like
it was ending.
Right. Yeah, and I've maybe seen like little bits and pieces, and then I watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. My now ex-boyfriend was like, if you like that, like, why don't you just watch Harry Potter? And I was like, I don't know, because I never have.
You know, Darby.
I also wasn't allowed to watch them as a kid. So,
you're young as fuck.
Ayo! It was when we were just upstairs and Leland was like, how old are you? And I was like, 25. And Patty goes, oh my god, you're only 25.
Like, yes.
Yes. Shockingly, I am still the youngest adult in this friend group. I know.
It's pretty crazy.
It's wild that I don't just... It's better. Harvey was like, aren't you 32? And I was like, no.
No, because he's insistent that all of my friends are my age.
Probably because that's how it works for him. But not yeah. even, he has friends that are different ages. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your kid's crazy. You want to hear some other Harry Potter hot takes?
Duh.
This one might be the spiciest one we read because, like, I'm kind of mind blown by it. Voldemort is the only non-misogynistic character in the Harry Potter series. And that makes him better than the rest. Okay. What?
Hate that.
Weird. And I'm trying to see if there's. I'm reading these off of Reddit, like an absolute. So I guess. But there's no context to it either. He said it. He left the crowd in shambles. Because everyone's like, how is the murderous narcissist not misogynistic?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't think he is. I do think that's correct. I don't think Voldemort was misogynistic, but I don't with them were.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't
I mean, there were. The only misogynistic thing in the book was when, like, the newspaper was leaving Hermione out of it.
Yes.
But otherwise, like, Ron and Harry were like, she's like the smartest, most brilliant person we know.
We would die without
We
her.
literally died without her. So
Yeah.
that was an interesting one. This guy has a whole list of them.
Same guy.
No, this is a lady. This is a long post, so I gotta like read through the lines for all of them. First on the list, Dumbledore did not like or care about Snape at all. At every turn, he manipulates Snape into doing things, good things, of course, but it is still manipulation start to finish. Snape begs Dumbledore to hide Lily, not James or Harry, and in response, Dumbledore replies, "You disgust me, and what will you give me in return?" Those words don't give off the vibe that Dumbledore sees any good in Severus, but what it does show that he sees Snape's value as a wizard and a spy.
I don't know because when Dumbledore dies, he makes sure it's Snape that kills him on purpose because he trusted Snape.
With the other one.
Yes.
But is that caring? It's trusting, which I can go in and sometimes. I can see this going both ways. But I mean, you also have to look at it first when Snape came to Dumbledore. Like, he was the bad. Snape was a Death Eater. And Dumbledore was fighting Voldemort. So, yeah, you're not gonna like the spy that just turns himself in. How, like, it's not like, oh, yeah, buddy, come and come bring it in
Fine,
for a
come on.
hug. This is, we're all a big family here. No, absolutely not. But I think throughout the years, the camaraderie could have maybe built. I mean, I'm also a big Dumbledore hater. I mean, like, he served his word. He was kind of a fuck.
Oh, for sure he
Dumbledore
was.
was a fuck.
He was a manipulative
Motherfucker.
motherfucker.
Motherfucker. So, I mean, I can see it. I don't think that's
It's not
necessary.
too far out there.
I don't think that's that far out there. The next one, he says, I'm kind of scared to share, but Draco, at least in the books, is not a fully complete character. He never actually grows in any significant way, and one could argue that his inaction shows more than his actual actions, but that doesn't make him well written. Guess we get a lot of context about why he is the way he is with his upbringing. His father pushes his ideals onto him, and his mother overbears, so he has a little devil whispering hate into his one of his ears, and another less malicious devil in his other ear telling him nothing he does is wrong. For the first five books, Draco is merely a two-dimensional bully character. He is mean and he has no need to be. He is cruel at the most inappropriate times, and at no point does he admit to it or even show signs of remorse.
100% agree. His character doesn't grow until Deathly Hallows.
I'm just, there's like a little bit more. I'm seeing if there's anything important. Not really. It just kind of goes into like popular like instances. But yeah. And even then, it's just like the weight of like, oh, if I say this, he's dead.
Yeah.
Everyone's dead.
But also, like, I feel like he starts to understand that what he's getting himself into isn't what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only time that he actually grows as a person.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons I want to see the cursed child, is because he is still in that.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, and you kind of see it at the end, obviously, of the Deathly Hallows, when they're all grown up and they're sending their kids. He's there. He's like, oh, hi. Like, it seems fine.
Yep.
So I want to see if he actually grows in The Cursed Child. And yeah. I've never read The Cursed Child. I don't know if you have.
I read the first couple chapters. And then I had a toddler and a newborn and had to do distance learning.
Ah, yeah.
With a school-ager. Oh, so,
fair. Yeah. I do have the book at home, so maybe I'll try to read it.
I'm looking for a new book. Maybe I'll...
You should read it. I can bring it over sometime and you can read it, because I don't know if it's on Kindle or anything.
I'll look.
Look, we'll research that.
But I'm not fully against that one.
I don't think I am either. I think that's honestly a pretty good...
I agree. 100%.
That one's not a hot take at all. I hate when people call Harry selfish or ungrateful for not giving the Weasleys his money. In the book, Harry tries to give them money all the time.
They say no.
And they say no. Like, they were like, no, like, you're the child, and we are, like, both the Weasleys are like, no, like, you're like another kid for us, and we will take care of you.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of unfair that they don't show that in the movies.
Right. But I mean, you don't really see hardly any of it, because like it's just like, well, we'll manage, and Harry doesn't say anything, but like Harry's offered, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't show him offering in the movies.
It's not wrong. Here's one. My Harry Potter hot take is that The Chamber of Secrets is the best movie, and I wish they would have done more in this lengthy, detailed style. The movies afterwards are good, but sometimes feel a little rushed to me, and definitely lacking some of the details of the book. The second is a banger, still retaining the majesty of being slowly introduced to the world while giving us a slice of action. Sorry, that's a hot take to me. I love The Chamber of Secrets, but...
I do too.
But... Prisoner of Azkaban and the Half-Blood Prince.
Prisoner of Azkaban for sure is the best.
I've kind of been changing my mind on that a lot more because I love the Half-Blood Prince so much.
I do like that one a lot too.
It is so good.
But still my go-to to put on is Prisoner of Azkaban.
It is my go-to to put on still. I think reading the books kind of did not ruin the movie for me, but like I don't like watching it as much because there's so much that's missing, so many details.
See, and I haven't read that book in so long.
Yeah, like the background alone of Sirius and Lupin and Peter Pettigrew and James.
Yeah,
like the names, like you don't even know that the Marauder's map came from them in the movie. You don't learn that.
Right.
Nothing is explained.
No.
And that kind of, like, I remember reading the book and just going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they would have put some of that.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that the books... at that, or the movies, or sorry, not the TV show
adds some of that stuff in.
Adds it all in.
Because they should, I mean, the seasons are going to be so fucking long if they try to add everything.
I don't think that, man.
Right. But since it is seasons, hopefully they do add more of that.
True. Okay, we have some more here. There's so many hot takes on Harry Potter. I mean, I guess that makes a lot of sense.
They've been around forever, and a lot of people really like
And
them.
the fandom is
Huge.
hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, just since it's a whole thread, we have so many in this one. So we'll skip the first one because it's another kind of the same thing with Draco. It makes no sense to have the headmaster and the headmistress of the schools be the judges for the tournament. What the fuck? There's an obvious bias in there. Also not necessarily wrong. Brought in, they did bring others in. I don't think, again, that's something they don't really show in the movies, but in the books, I do think that there's two judges at least that have nothing to do with the schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Not against it.
not against it. Was a second-tier friend to Harry. He didn't have some deep understanding relationships with her. He never went out of his way to interact with her, and Harry meant much more to her than she ever did to him. That one takes a little bit of thought to like really think it through.
You know, I mean, she was only in what? I think it was like 17 minutes of
Yeah.
the entire series of the movies.
Yeah.
But no, he didn't really go out of his way, but she didn't go out of hers either. You know what I
Right.
mean? Other than like joining their rebellion and
Right.
stuff, but.
And like, I think you see that it really does go down, I think, sometimes with like, have you watched, like read the books and watched the movies?
Yeah.
Because like in the book, you have the Golden Trio. But then you have, I forget what they nicknamed the other trio, but it's Luna, it's Ginny, and it's Neville Longbottom. And so it's like, yeah, like there's the connection there because like Ginny is Ron's brother, and obviously she ends up with Harry, but then also her and Hermione were good friends, and Neville was friends with, like, so it was kind of all wrapped together. But like I don't know, did Harry really mean as much to Luna either?
I don't think so. I mean, she would like show up at great times, like explaining why he could see the Thestral
Yeah.
and nobody else could.
Yeah.
Or like random little things like that. But I don't know, like,
I feel like a lot of it goes into personality too.
yeah.
Like Luna's the person that is she'd be like, yeah, you're a really good friend of mine. Like she like if you were her friend, you were her friend. And Harry was like that, but
But
Harry
Harry was like, I have my two best friends,
and I
and
have my own shit to deal with.
yeah.
Like, he was a guarded dude because of the trauma that he had endured.
Right.
So I
I
don't
don't know that I agree with that one, just
know
because there are so many different factors to bring into that. Yeah.
Next one. Even ignoring Cedric's death and the complete lack of explanation for why Harry couldn't just be pulled from the event, the Triwizard Tournament was terrible, and all the organizers should have been fired. It annoys me every time I read that book. It's set up as this big, spectacular event between the schools, but in two out of three events, no one but the competitors have a clue what's going on. What a shit show! I'd be so pissed if I was one of the other kids going to watch a big event, only just to stare at the surface of a lake or at a giant hedge for an hour. Like, hand out a bunch of crystal balls or something. Jeez. Hell, if they did that, Crumb would even wouldn't have or would have been caught torturing Fleur, and someone could have stopped the event to figure out what the hell was going on.
100% agree.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I do.
You're gonna tell me that the rules are set that nobody under 18 or whatever can enter the tournament, and the Triwizard Cup or whatever. No, the thing that they put their names into.
The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. Words. Brain.
Fair.
But you're going to tell me that knows that they are not old enough and knows their name, but doesn't understand that Harry's name is getting put in by somebody else and he's not old enough? Like, what the fuck?
I want to poke a few holes in that, if you let me.
Yeah.
There was an age circle around the Goblet of Fire. A spell put over by Dumbledore because before that year it could be any age person. Which is also wild if you think about letting an 11-year-old put their name in.
Yes.
Wild. So I think there's that. And I think, too, and I don't remember this for sure, but I think the age rule was put in by the ministry and not by whatever weird fucking magical powers this damn goblet has. But at that point, I think you're right.
Why didn't the ministry say, no, he's too young?
They don't really go into that either, which I also agree. We could have gone a little bit more into that. I think it was like one of those, like, when you take your, that vow thing that Snape and Malfoy's mom did. I think it's something like that where you might die if you don't. But if this cup is so smart, how did it not know that that wasn't Harry putting his name in?
Right.
That powerful. Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Because so everybody could have just been like, oh, go put my name in.
Yeah.
And it would have been okay.
I do kind of see the thing with the events, too. I mean, we have magical powers, and this was in, like, the 90s. You're telling me we couldn't get some kind of big screen put up there?
Right.
Well, put a little camera in the fucking...
Put a camera, like, on the person's fucking head.
GoPros.
Yeah.
I was listening.
Oh, yeah.
That worked, too.
Yeah.
We have options, guys.
Use your fucking magic.
Let's figure this out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the more I talk through that one, I don't necessarily disagree with. Muggle child services failed Harry Potter and Snape as children. Yeah. Not wrong. Snape, I don't know as much about. But Harry, probably.
But how did they fail him?
Yeah. How do you know, I guess?
I mean, I guess they probably could have done more random checks. But do they really do that when they think the people... Like, their house was nice.
True.
They didn't show signs that they were a bad family.
This kind of blows my mind a little bit, because now I have a question. Because Lily and James died, and if Dumbledore has been here, at their house, CPS even know? Is Harry an actual child? Does he just go to school? Wizards die. And then if they have to go to non-wizard, like, that kind of, like, that's a big plot hole in itself. If you really think about it.
Yeah.
That kind of just blew my mind a little bit.
So what, too. They found out that Voldemort killed them?
Car accident.
Yeah. And Dumbledore picked Harry up and took him to his aunt and uncle's. And that was that until he got his letter.
Yeah. Yeah, that one kind of fucks up my head a little bit.
Because, like, I feel like, why didn't he just give him or McGonagall or...
See, this is a good thing I read the books most recently. Because there was a, like, with this whole... It was the power of love that saved Harry, right?
Yes.
That That's why this home. Voldemort could not go after Harry while Harry was under the age of 17 if he stayed with the Dursleys because of, like, spells that were attached to them and that home. And as soon as he turned 17...
Spells that were attached to Dursleys?
The Dursleys and Harry. They were, like, bound. And I don't remember if it's something that, like, Dumbledore and all of those did, but I think it had something to do with Lily. I think Lily was the reason.
I mean, it is Lily's sister.
Yeah. I think because they knew that Voldemort was after them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with the Lily connection and the magic, but the reason that he had to stay there was because that was the only place he was protected.
That makes sense.
And that's why the Dursleys move in the last movie, because in the books, they know a lot more than they do in the movies. Shocker, I know.
Yeah.
But they left because they knew that Harry's, like, time was up, that this charm or whatever it was going to away. End. And they knew that the first place he would go
was their house.
Was the house.
Yes. Yes, I do remember that now that you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I need to read the books again.
It'd be so fun. You'll do it with Harvey, though. You'll be like, oh my god, it's great. So good. I don't like this take. I didn't think Tom Felton was hot as Draco. I liked his suit, but they did his hair like an old man later on. And that's the other thing. The stylists for the films suck. I mean, one, he's a teenager, so I guess you probably shouldn't find Draco that hot.
I was a teenager when they were coming out.
That's like fair.
The movies.
I watched him as an adult, and I was like, I'm not going to assume a 16-year-old hat. That's a little weird. But...
And they did his hair like that because that's how his dad's hair is in the movies.
And I don't think Tom Felton's bad looking at all.
No.
I do.
Not agreeing.
Both agreeing. Dummy. And the stylist kind of rocked the movies. Sorry, they weren't in robes all the fucking time. That'd be so annoying.
That would actually suck.
That's the only positive going from the books and movies is they're like, you guys can wear normal clothes once in a while.
Yeah.
And just be normal.
Yeah.
Because Muggles probably, or wizards probably did have to wear Muggle clothes once in a while. Not that outrageous, I don't think.
No.
Bad take.
Bad.
Bad.
Didn't like that one.
This is a wild baby. Fudge and Umbridge were right to seek the educational reforms at Hogwarts. Although the wrong reforms for the wrong reasons, the school was becoming more and more dangerous under Dumbledore's management.
I don't think that was Dumbledore's fault.
I think...
Like, Voldemort came back.
Right.
Of course things were going to start going downhill.
And, like, they came back while Harry was going to school at Hogwarts. So Hogwarts is, like, you gotta worry about it. So kids need to defend themselves. Which, yeah, might need to learn. But he also brought in teachers that wanted the students hands-on,
mm-hmm.
which is what you should do in educational system. We should be doing that in our schools now.
I agree.
So, like, you know, reading a textbook doesn't teach you shit.
No.
Especially if you do have to practice spells. And they make that abundantly clear in the movies and the books that you have to practice spells to be good at them.
Yes.
So.
And you have to, like, have the hand movement right, and, yeah.
There's a lot more that goes into magic than just magic.
Yeah. I don't agree with that one.
I don't agree with that one. This person had a lot of them in one comment. That was another Triwizard turn, but one that's about the same. The fact that Dumbledore allowed Snape to teach, while the man obviously subverts the school system by bullying teens, ignoring school policy, and clearly playing favorites. Okay, go talk to all the fucking school systems in the world then. I don't know what to tell you.
So say they all had favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, Snape was kind of a dick. I'm not a Snape fan. I'm still a Snape hater. But it's like everywhere, man.
Yeah. Welcome to being a teenager in school.
Welcome to life.
Yeah.
The fact that Dumbledore didn't rein in Lockhart or Moody while they were making a mess of things. You can't have your kids learn nothing due to incompetency for an entire year. Poor fifth years who had to deal with his uselessness in an exam year. Nor can you allow that a professor that teaches unforgivable curses by casting them upon students. Minus points for animal cruelty. The Lockhart one? Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah, he sucked.
He was an idiot. You should have figured that one out.
Yeah.
They'll agree on that one. Moody? One, it wasn't Moody.
Right.
But I get their point. I said, you still learn about the laws that you can't, like, you still don't learn in school that you can't murder someone. I mean, okay, right. To be fair, we don't really murder people in school. Well.
Right.
Yeah. But it was a spider, man.
Yeah, fucked up things.
Spider. It's fine.
Yeah, there's plenty of them there.
As we've learned.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them. Allowing Hagrid to teach. Malfoy getting injured should have been a sacking offense. Malfoy ignores instruction, true. But he's a 13-year-old boy raised as a prince. What do you expect? No, he's still at fault.
Yeah, 100%.
You're 13!
Yeah.
Old enough to know better. He fucked around. He found out.
Yep.
Hagrid was a perfect teacher when it came to creatures. Because he was so good with them.
Yep. I agree. Nope. Draco was a fucking idiot. Draco. And wanted to try to prove that he was better than Harry.
Yeah.
Just because.
If anything in that situation, it was handled wrong because Draco should have been, like, suspended or put in detention or something instead of having Hagrid put on leave.
Yeah. Draco, it should have been, like, you know, not to disrespect your teachers and not listen to them.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go on for hours on this, man.
Yeah.
We could easily do a part two. Yeah. And we might. Maybe you guys should let us know. What are your Harry Potter hot takes? Well, I'll put a TikTok out there. Leave it in the comments or our Instagram. And let us know what hot takes you have on Harry Potter. What do you want to see out of the new show? Just all of them. Let's...
Anything Harry Potter. Just throw it at us.
Anything and everything. And we'll do another Harry Potter episode.
Yeah. Because we could go forever here.
We could make a whole podcast on Harry Potter, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't. Unless you're into that. But we could.
But we could.
We easily could.
For sure.
So yeah. On that note.
Leave all your comments.
And thanks for listening.
Yes.
Until next time, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.